Blog Talk Radio.
Another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. I'm glad to see y'all all come through. And Robbie, what's good? Oh, Babu, oh, my baby. And always do what you up in life. That's why I sing my praises and I give my raises and bonuses. So y'all understand we on this day, y'all. All right, so how's it going down? So, all right, so we're talking about perfect except for one thing. Perfect except for one thing, so I don't want it. Perfect except for one thing, so I don't want it. Have you ever felt that way before? Have you ever been around somebody who felt that way before? And did you give them the side eye of it? Looked up and down and said, my taker. Looked up and down and said, my taker. Looked up and down and said, my taker. I mean, it'd be like that sometimes. But sometimes, you know, particularly, I know in my drinking days, you know, like certain things would look real hot. And I'm not even just talking about women, like furniture. I remember like I've gone shopping when I was drinking. I'm picking up all kinds of clothes and all kinds of shit. I'm coming home with bags full of shit. I'm like, yo, I thought this shit was the hottest shit ever. The next day, I'm looking over this shit like, and I ordered what? You know how much shit I've taken home? I mean, taken back to the store? I've ordered whole living room sets. No bullshit. I've ordered whole living room sets. Came home, thought about it. Like, they supposed to deliver that shit when? They said they was going to deliver it Go back to the store. Went back to the store. Looked at the set like, yo, we got to cancel that. And they're like, well, what's wrong, Mr. McIntyre? Like, you know, I'm like, nah, I don't like it. I remember I did it. It was this blue. I remember I went drinking one time, and it was this blue ultra suede living room set. Nice. It was nice. Yeah. You know what I ain't like about it? I ain't like the fact that the couches sat down too low. Now, in my house, one of the things that you'll notice when you come into my crib is that my couches sit on platforms. Me and my man back in the day, we built these platforms. And you know where I got the idea to do that from? Going into music studios. Like, when I went into music studios, I saw, like, yo, people, you know, when you went into a recording studio, they used to really make recording studios look very attractive so people would want to come in and record their shit. So whether it was in the booth, you know, on the board, or waiting in the lobby, you know, it looked fly. Now, I was like, yo, platform. I was like, yo, what if we get the platforms in the crib? And so I did. So the way we did it, put mirrors on the platforms. We had lights on them and all. I took the lights off over the years, but we had lights. This shit was the flyest shit. Anyway, when I went to go get this living room set, it had this ultra suede, this blue ultra suede. And I was like, But the couches sat too low and they wouldn't sit perfectly on the platforms because the platforms that I bought fit a sectional. I had a sectional couch. So I broke up the sectional to the L piece and the couch part. And so I made the platform for that. So they wasn't going to fit onto the platforms the right way. So I told them, go deliver it. Take the money off my credit card. Put the money back. So, I mean, but the living room set was dope. But this one little thing, you know, took away. I didn't buy nothing else. So let's get it popping now. Y'all understand what I'm talking about. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this is your daily. Go get it, Mr. Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains and Dougie G will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, Power Monday, all up in your area. And tonight we're talking about perfect, except for one thing, so I don't want it. Perfect, except for one thing, so I don't want it. Perfect, except for one thing, so I don't want it. Perfect, except for one thing, so I don't want it. Perfect, except for one thing, I don't want it. Perfect, except for one thing, I don't want it. I may be shallow, maybe even hollow, but I don't want that shit. I can't swallow that pill that you trying to give me. It don't feel right, so I'm going to take it back. Well, that's kind of ill. Maybe you think that I'm throwing things away without giving it too much of a good play, but that's the way it is. I don't like that flaw. I can deal with other flaws, but not that one, y'all. And so you got to take it back to the store. I want my money back, and I might even ask for a little more. And don't try to tell me that it's a restocking fee. Who are you talking to, B? I ain't with that bullshit. I need 100% of my money back for real. Ba 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 ba. Hey, yo, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are talking about perfect, except for one thing, so I don't want it. All right. Shout out to A. Marie, dope singer. My man, Ja Biggs. What up, my man, my mellow, my brother. And it's Cinderella Day today. Well, it's the woman day today. We're famous. Cinderella Day today. Well, it's the woman day today. We're famous. What's going on day today? It's a day. It's a day. Norris Hill says, yes, I need to find furniture that sits higher than what I had. Yeah, that's the only thing. When you sit on platforms, like, I ain't gonna front. Before I got the platform, my couch is sat on the floor like everybody else's. Honestly, now I couldn't imagine it. No. No. But it's all good though. But yeah, I used to go shopping when I was drinking. And shit that would be looking like, yo, I got the dopest shit. I'm all on the phone with my brother like, yo, baby brother, I just copped it. Blah, 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 blah. Shout out to my baby brother. My brother Hafid. Now, my brother Hafid is the one I used to roll with all the time. So back in the day, you know, in our super, super wild days, you know, the roaring 20s. And I mean, wow, like he's 4 years younger than me. So picture it, 1997, picture it, 1997. So we messing with these chicks from Delaware. You know what I'm saying? I got a fly cutie, you know what I mean? Fly tenderoni from Delaware. And you know how them Delaware chicks are. They love Philly niggas. You know what I'm saying? They will jump on. They all got cars. I don't care. You know, them Delaware chicks be having cars. So, you know, they speed the Philly. So I'm telling my brother about this chick. I'm like, yeah, listen, she got a friend, tall jaw, big Amazon jaw. You're going to love her. I'm trying to tell you, this jaw is hot. She hot. But see, I seen her when I had the beard goggles on. And it wasn't like my brother, you know, meets the jaw. I'm like, I think she turned down, son. And for real, I think she did. She turned down. I know a fly joint when I see one, but when he goes to meet her, she looking mad regular. I was like, listen, man, I wouldn't co-sign you. You ain't have to take one for the team. Like, my brother was a fly boy. He was a fly guy. You know, 6'2", 6'3", or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Big muscular, basketball, football dude. He have to take no second stringer. He ain't have to take no second stringers, for real, for real. So I'm trying to explain, like I'm trying to tell you, man, when I was over here the other day, you know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, she all right, but, you know, it's just like, you know, it ain't what you describe. I'm like, you right. Yeah, so I don't know. And you know how I knew that something wasn't right? Because when we went over there, I was drinking too. So it was, you know, to me, she should have returned to her physical, you know, to her original form. I had the beer goggles back on, but she was just regular. I'm like, what did you do? I don't know if she did something, but she definitely turned down. I was like, all right. He was still, I mean, he didn't have to take one for the team. It was like, it was more of a favor. Like, listen, I'm going out in Delaware to see my chick and all that kind of shit. So, you come with her, you know, you smash up. It was the roaring 20s. We had this many fucks. This many. Matter of fact, he might have had one more fuck than me. I was the older one. Okay. So yeah. Perfect, except for one thing. So you don't want it. Now, people might say that you're really, really picky and shallow and, you know, any other type of negative, negative adjective that they can think of that would describe you as a person that doesn't put a lot of insight, a lot of thought, I mean forethought, into determining the value of people and showing a little love. I see you over there stalking me. Like, you like, I'm going to get this love. She's like, she's straight stalking. Like, listen, man, I'm coming to get you. Stacy White, what's going on, Stacy? Stace, how you feeling, ma? It's good to see me. Hey, stop hurting me. That's all I ask. Stop hurting me. Okay. Yes, yes, I understand. You want to be pet. You've been acting like this all day. But you got to understand, them nails are real. I'm not a cat. Maybe y'all can take that. I can't. You're digging them in. Yeah, watch it. Yeah. Open hand. Don't close the balls. Open hand. Open hand. Okay. Open hand. Open hand. Yeah. I mean, it might not be something that everybody can understand. I can understand how some things are just not some people's cup of tea. But when we're talking about what we're talking about tonight, where you're talking about a situation where you really did like something or someone, and because something did not go right, you like forget the whole thing. Throw the whole thing away. Throw the whole thing away. Good kitty, nice kitty, fun kitty. Good kitty, nice kitty, fun kitty. Yes. Yeah, take the camera. Good kitty, nice kitty. Yeah, good kitty. Yeah, kitty, good, 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 good. Don't shake it off. Don't shake it off. That's rude. That's rude. But yeah. I mean, it might be one thing that throws off the whole thing for you. In the description of the show, I gave an example about, let's say it was a chick that you really liked, body was banging, face was banging, personality, you know what I mean? You know, really nice, sweet, been known to treat a man right, been known to bless a nigga, you know. She is the full package. You know, no attitude problem, no rackety, no craziness, no notable, obvious, bad traits that stick out. One thing though, she might even have a career, she make good money, you know what I'm saying? And no. She used to mess with this nigga that you know. And this might be a nigga that's like some dirty, dusty, like bummy. You're like, you used to go with who? Yeah, we was together for a while. Well, what you mean? What's a while? And she might tell you a while, like, yeah, we was together between the years of this. You like years. And you may have known him during those years. You're like, yo, the boy was a crackhead. You was with him when he was getting high? Yeah. He kept it from me. And, you know, I tried to help him out, but, you know what I mean. And you like, what you mean he kept it from you? Everybody knew. He couldn't keep that away from nobody. Kids knew he was a crackhead. What did you talk? So even though this chick got it going on, even though she has her shit together, her flaw for you. Her flaw to you was her association with somebody that she's not even with anymore. But to you, you like, I'm not messing with nobody that used to mess with him. It's well within your right to feel that way. But you want to have to understand that other people may not agree with the decision that you were making or the way that you're feeling. But that's you. You like, no. Anybody that would mess with him, I'm not messing with them. And don't front like none of y'all have ever been through that type of situation where you found out who somebody that you was digging on used to mess with. You was like, ew. What? Mm. Like, ladies, you get with this dude. You know, you really, really like him and whatever, but you found out that he used to deal with this hoe. This chick that you know is a hoe. So you on your joint like, he used to mess with her. I got to get checked out before, or he got to get checked out before he messed with me. I've heard women say it like, nah, he got to go to the doctor before I mess with him. He got to go see the doctor. Go see the doctor. But it's you're well within your right to feel that way. It might not be the best way to feel. It might not be the best way to go. But that's your choice. And you have every right to feel the way that you're feeling. Because your feelings may be legit. Your feelings may be legit. They may be founded on a, you know, on a stable reasoning board. So you're like, wow. You used to mess with him. I mean, he used to mess with her. Nope. Can't mess with you. Like I said, people aren't going to understand the choice that you make. But they don't have to understand. And I'm pretty sure you overstand that. This is the one flaw that kept this person from being perfect. And even though nobody's perfect, they were perfect enough for you until that one thing. Until that one thing. Narciso says, I like what I like until I discover otherwise. Thank y'all for sharing the show. Thank y'all for liking the show. Thank y'all for subscribing to the channel. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call into the show. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. 319-527-6199. Yes. Get on the line. 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I tell her 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Oh. 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 Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. This is Daily Yo Get-A-Mism Show. And we're talking about perfect. Perfect except for one thing, so I don't want it. Perfect except for one thing, so I don't want it. You know, children do this all the time, and maybe this is where it all starts. You know how, okay, we know all children and women love food. We know all children and women love food. So, you know, I don't know if any of y'all have ever been picky eaters when y'all were younger, or if y'all had children who were very, very picky eaters. So let's say you have a child who loves a particular ice cream. So you get him the ice cream and, you know, and everything is about to go right. But there's something about that particular ice cream that goes left for them and they don't want it. Maybe it was a Mr. Softy ice cream and you messed around and got jennies on it, or didn't get jennies on it, and that's what they like. So they're like, I don't want this. I'm not eating it. Yeah, your child is spoiled. You spoiled them. You know, it's something that we got to deal with. But at the same time, you see that one little flaw can mess up the perfection and that food. Uh-oh. All right, are we back? Are we good? Are we good? I saw a little buffering on the YouTube side, a little buffering. But are we okay? Are we good? We good? We good? Okay. Okay. Let me see. Marco says, Well, get checked out at the same time so there will be no misunderstanding. Yeah. But initially, you've already checked out. You've already said no. You've already given a rejection. even if y'all both get checked out, maybe you've already decided, like, I don't know, maybe, and this is shallow, maybe you keep seeing whoever they used to mess with every time you're around them, like. You sitting on the couch with your shorty. You sitting on the couch with your shorty. And when you got your arm around your shorty on the couch, y'all watching Netflix and chilling. You look over at her, you see the boy like, yo, yo, what we doing? I mean, for people who think that that's totally ridiculous, look at it this way. You know how I'm sure all of us have heard people say, like, if their boyfriend or their girlfriend cheated on them, like, the very thought of their man or their woman having sex with somebody else made them sick to their stomach. I know that y'all have all heard somebody say that. Some of y'all may have said that yourselves. Maybe your man or your woman wasn't perfect before you found out about their infidelity. But one thing's for sure, you can relate to one flaw fucking up the whole picture. The whole thing, yo. The whole thing. T.K. Wright says, TK Wright says, so basically deal breakers, I guess. But see, when we talk about deal breakers, we're not talking about perfection. See, the deal is what you accepted. The breaker is what messed up your acceptance. So we're kind of talking about deal breakers, but look at it this way, TK Wright, morning, noon, and night. What we're talking about is any and everybody else would accept this. Any and everybody would tell you, you out of your damn mind? Like, yo, you better get with that, or you better get that. But the thing is, this is you. We're not talking about this being perfect for anybody or everybody. This is because of this one thing, it ruined the whole perfection. You bowled down nine pins, and this spare is just acting like it's going to fall, but that bitch stands. And you know how hard it is to hit a spare if you're not an experienced bowler. You know how hard it is to hit a spare if you're not an experienced bowler. So anybody else would tell you, yo, you out of here. You crazy. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You like, it is to me. I'm good. If you like it, then you go ahead and take it. It's like somebody gives you a brand new car. Somebody gives you a brand new car and you don't accept it because it's not brand new showroom. It already had one owner. You know that type shit. You know? Like, this was the best meal. This is the best meal you ever ate. Except for we had it the night before, so it's basically leftovers. So you ain't eating it. I don't eat leftovers. Delicious. I don't care. If it was from last night, I'm not eating. That kind of shit. So we're tailoring this to the individual. So yeah, it's deal breakers, but it's a little bit deeper than that. For example, just like in the description of the show, I use this example. This is the perfect job. The perfect job. The money is right. This job is going to get you where you want to be. This job is going to get you where you want to be. The pay, the benefits, the opportunities for advancement, the culture of the job. You know what I'm saying? It's a good job. Like, this thing This thing is right and exact. This is a nice, nice, good look. Real good, you know what I'm saying? The problem with this job is that you're going to have to work third shift. And you are a morning person. Yeah. Now, with this job, you wouldn't have to work night shift forever, but you're definitely going to have to start off night shift until some day shift or mid shift positions become available. So you got to work this night shift, this third shift, 11 to 7:30. 10 o'clock to 6:30, that type shit. Night, turn down this job. Like, I'm not working the third shift. And everybody else is like, why don't you give it a try? Get your foot in the door. You'll adjust to the time. You like, no, I won't adjust to the time because I'm not doing it. You won't adjust to the time because you ain't doing it. And you ain't trying to hear it. You ain't trying to hear it. This is a good look. This is really the job you've been looking for your whole career. This is the one that's going to get you where you need and want to be. Except for it's the third shift and you ain't doing it. Anybody else and everybody else would take this job. They're like, yo, that's too much money to be looking in the face like it's like ain't nothing to it. And you like, well, if I found this one, I'll find another one. And you're probably right. But you're letting this one, you're letting this bird in the hand go out like two in the bush. But that's your choice. That's your chizoice.
No, I just thought of a lie by the police.
Every girl I go out with becomes my mother in the end.
Oh, wow.
T. Carrie Wright says, heavy smoker, too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jerry Cherry says, the problem with me is that I accept deals, then I want to renegotiate, and the player doesn't want to play any other position. Yeah. That's why I say, you know, negotiate what you want. Listen, man, you know what? I've gone on jobs. I've taken jobs and then found out later on I could have asked for more money. You ain't getting it after you already accepted that offer. You sign that offer letter and then you start working, they not playing no ball with you. You gotta make sure that you negotiate your contract and the particulars of the contract, the details up front. And really that's nothing but communication. That's all. That's all communication. But the way you start off with things will have a real impact on how things go in the end. I'm not saying that the way you start is the way you finish, because that shouldn't be true. Hopefully that's never true. Does that mean you really just stood still? But yeah, get what you want up front. Because you can always go back later and be like, well, this is what we've been doing. Narcel says, relocating for a position can be a deal breaker depending on what city it is. True. True. Some companies will require you to make the move. Some companies will require you to make the move. Like, we moving out here, and if you don't come with us, but we wish you well, but we bid you farewell. We wish you well, but we bid you farewell. Other companies will allow, you know, sometimes they'll allow you to work remotely if they're moving out and they don't have a market, if they don't still have a local market. So some companies will let you work remotely. Some companies will, you know, make some type of provisions for you. I mean, that's when, you know, when situations like that come up, that's when you'll find out what your worth to your company is. It can be a humbling experience. It can be a very humbling experience. Like, oh, okay. Well, evidently, y'all don't think too highly of me. Yeah, it can be a humbling experience. But, hey, you know, that's life. You know what I mean? You know how many men have had to deal with the fact that they weren't their wives or their girlfriends' love of their lives? It happens. Sometimes the love of your life passes away and everybody else comes second. But in this case, the second will be first because the first is already passed and ain't coming back. But nonetheless, that might have been the love of their life, and that may have been the lover of their life. So you know how many men have had to deal with the fact that they not, you know, they woman liked the dick better than theirs. It's a very humbling experience, but it's something that you got to deal with. You know, some they might have been with a man before that found the key to the city that you may not have found yet. It be that way sometimes. You still there though. But more than likely, your ego won't allow you to concentrate on that. You want to, you know, like you might not have the biggest dick your woman ever dealt with. You still get to use yours. Cheer up. Put her there. No, not with the dick hand. You know, but hey, and women too. Women, every woman that you're with wants to be able to say they had the best they had the best pussy you ever been up in. And you know, as a man, you gonna lie. Oh yeah, you know, oh my God, you the best. Woohoo. Might not be the best. It might not be the best. But it might damn sure be good enough. Good enough to keep you from fantasizing about the other one when you in it. But, you know, shoot. They might not be the best cook. You might have been you might have been with a Betty Crocker type chick. Now you with a Suzanne Summers type chick. You know, Chrissy Snow. Remember, Jack Tripper was the best cook in the house. Not Janet, not Chrissy. You might have got with a Janet or a Chrissy. Janet. So, perfect, except for one thing, so I don't want it. That's the real problem here. Because when you're talking about something being perfect, except for one thing, so you don't want it, you're not trying to fix it. You're not trying to work with it. You like, throw the whole thing away. I don't want it. But I'm saying, we got this joint is a good machine. We got it from the scratch and dent. I know, but I don't want it. Because it came from the scratch and dent. Look, it has a scratch. It has a dent. So I don't want it. Like, you know how much this shit costs at full price? Yeah, I do. And guess what? I'm about to go get it at full price. Speaking of which, you know? You know, the boosting game used to be heavy back in the 80s and 90s. The boost game used to be hot, especially if you lived in South Philly.
for all my Philly peeps. Y'all know what I'm talking about. In certain parts of South Philly, boosters would come and take orders. You would order the clothes that you wanted, and they would go downtown and steal all that shit and bring it back. Back to school, they taking orders door to door. Well, what you need, what you want, what you want me to get, or what you need, what you want me to get, or what you need, what you want me to get. Anyway, so let's say, remember before we had all these flat screen TVs and monitors and all of that kind of stuff, the flat screen was a big giant TV, 36 inch, anything above 36 inch, you know, wasn't necessarily a flat screen, but it was a big piece of furniture. Well, we knew some people. When I say we, I mean my people knew some people who knew how to get TVs for cheap. And by cheap, I mean like the TV, instead of it costing you $3,000 for, let's say, a 50-inch TV, we could get it to you for the low, low price of $1,500. Maybe even $1,700. The booster's price. The boosters. Got it right off the truck. TV works. Look at that color. Wow. Look, 240 resolution. You know, that was high resolution back in the day. 240 resolution. Wow. Look at the color. Trinitron. Trinitron. But, you know, some people might not have wanted it because it was hot. It was stolen. So it's perfect, except for the fact that it's stolen. Now, the cops ain't going to come knock on your door. They don't know about this shit. But because of your moral code, you ain't buying no TV that's hot. You ain't buying no stolen TV. Even if they didn't steal it from somebody's house, you ain't having it. You ain't doing it. So, of course, somebody is going to buy it, but it's not going to be you, because that flaw is unacceptable to you. I ain't mad at you, because I knew people who felt that way. People in my family don't feel that way. We buy stolen shit. As long as you didn't steal it from somebody, we don't play that. Like, nah, man, you're not going to be robbing houses around here and bringing me shit. You know, the neighbor's not going to be swapping each other's shit and not even knowing it. If you stole it from a store, that's one thing. If you stole it off the truck, that's one thing. But we're not having people that we potentially know being victimized, because that could be us too. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, man? It's good to see me, some you, one and two. See me, some you. It's the one and the two. See me, some you. Thanks for coming by. Thanks for coming through. So, yeah, perfect except for one thing, so I don't want it. Perfect except for one thing, so I don't want it. Perfect except for one thing, but I want it now. Yeah. T.K. Wright mentioned something about being a heavy smoker. I'm going to be honest with you. I've never known a smoker that didn't have a plethora of other flaws that were visible. I've never known a cigarette smoker that didn't have a plethora of visible flaws besides that cigarette. There's just something about cigarette smokers that's just beyond the appearance of perfection. And what is perfection? Like, I've never seen a person that I thought came close to being perfect. I've known many, 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 many pretty girls, but I've never known any perfect ones. You know what I'm saying? You know, what you see when a person is dressed is a lot different than what you see when a person is undressed. And some people who are dressed know that. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But I don't think that anything in life or anyone has to be perfect. However, there are some people who think that perfection is achievable, so they keep going for it. I don't see anything wrong with trying to be the best at something. I don't see anything wrong with competing against people who you think are better. I tell you what, one thing does irk me. When you hear successful people talk about how you have to change your social circle if you want something more. Like, you got to start hanging around with rich people if you ever want to be rich. You're never going to get rich hanging around these poor people. I always kind of resented that. Because I'm like, there are plenty of people who were poor and became rich, and they didn't do it from hanging around rich people. They got a lot of assistance and support from other poor people. They just had a better vision, a better plan. They planned their work. They worked their plan. They put themselves in a position to win, and they won. So, yeah, it kind of irks me. It makes me give somebody the side eye when they say, you know, if you wanna have this, then you got to hang around with other people. I understand what they're saying. Don't get me wrong. I understand what they're saying. I just don't agree that that's the way it has to be. I just don't agree. Sue me, baby, like you never had before. I want you now. I just can't take no more. So, yeah, man. Perfect, except for one thing. So I don't want it. If there's a cure for this, I don't want it. I don't want it. If there's a remedy, I don't want it. I don't want it. Think about it all the time. Really drives me out of my mind. And say, so yeah, man. There are people who feel the way they feel. Well, they say there's no accounting for taste, but hey, some people just feel the way they feel. Like, it ain't about you all the time. It ain't about you all the time, son. It ain't about you all the time. It ain't about you all the time. So these are some of the things that we have to deal with. Perfect, except for one thing. Perfect, except for one thing. So I don't want it. Have you ever been called a shallow? Shallow how? How about that? You know, maybe you're the type of person that's used to dealing with people who are slim, trim, that type. And maybe no matter how pretty, voluptuous, talented, smart, graceful, and all of the other positive attributes that a person who is overweight may have, your biggest problem is the fact that they're overweight. So that's just a deal breaker for you. That's the nail in the coffin, the straw that broke the camel's back. Maybe it's something that you can't get past. You refuse to get past. You don't want to get past. You're not going to get past. So no matter how beautiful this person is, how wonderful they are, how kind they are, what a great personality, how funny they are, the fact that they are fat boys, you know it down by law, fat boys, we give you much, much more. You like, nope. It's raining men.
hallelujah, it's raining men. And men. One of the girls was cute. But you might be like, yo, nah. That ain't my kind of weather. No. So, yeah. It happens. You know, your taste is your taste. But when you're talking about perfection, if you can admit that something is perfect except for one thing, but you allow that one thing to get in the way. Now, are you allowing that one thing to get in the way of you having a positive experience, or are you letting that one thing get in the way of you accepting what you really don't want? What they say? Don't settle. No matter what, don't settle. That's what they be saying, don't they? People always talking about don't settle. People always talking about don't settle. Always talking about don't settle. What's it going to be? Are you going to look at it as settling, or are you going to look at it some other kind of way? Because the choice is yours ultimately. The choice is yours ultimately. You're well within your right to patronize something, accept something, be with something or someone, whatever, if it's to your liking, satisfaction, and of your choosing. People can get mad at you about the choices that you make, but in a way they can't be mad at you because of the choices that you make. Like, they could be mad, like they could be mad at you for the choices that you make, but they really can't be mad at you because of the choices that you make, son. Because that's your own life. It's your own world. It's your own thing. It's your own girl. It's your own man. It's your own thing. It's your own place. It's your own stand. It's your own 2 feet. It's the own. It's yours. It's yours. And it is. The question becomes, would you be able to live with the decision that you make when it's time for you to make the decision? If the answer is yes, then rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. And if it's not, all right, well, blah 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 blah. Mr. Boomaloo. Hey, Mr. Boomaloo. Y'all remember that on the Flintstones? My name is Mr. Boo. Mr. Boo. And they had to put their hand over their mouth when they said it. Now, how do you spell Mr. Boo? Hey, Mr. Boo. I tell you, those cave people were something else, weren't they? It's the Modern Stone Age family in the town of Bedrock. They're a page right out of history. Soon the cat will stay out for the night. All right. So, yeah, perfect except for una cosa, except for una cosa. Except for one thing, so you don't want it. See, it's the rejection part of this thing that changes the whole trajectory, the whole dynamic of the subject. Like, you ready to throw the whole thing away. Like, yeah, you talking about you starving. Like, listen, man, I ain't ate in 2 days. I'm so fucking hungry. I'm feeling like a 1980s Ethiopian.
I'm feeling like a 1980s Ethiopia, man. You know what I mean? Skin and bones. Remember the 80s? They talking about Ethiopians and shit? How they had the famine in Ethiopia. Remember that shit? Remember? Did you know that the rest of Africa be trying to front on Ethiopians? They do. They be trying to front on Ethiopians. See, black people over in the United States didn't realize that Ethiopians had good hair. And they do. But for the majority of them, these good hair niggas. I think that's the reason that the rest of Africa be like, well, y'all ain't real African. Look at y'all. Y'all some Indian shit. Ethiopians like, oh, man, we was on this continent way before y'all was. Suck it out of here. Gambia motherfucker. Anyway. So, somebody give you a sandwich. It's like, oh my God, this sandwich looks so good. Oh, I got everything on it that you like. This shit got mayonnaise on it. You like throw the sandwich away. Like, yo, you said you was starving. You said you ain't eating 2 days. I know I ain't eating 2 days, man. It looks like it's gonna be a 2.5 day or a third day. I'm not eating that. It got mayonnaise on it. I don't like mayonnaise, so I'm not eating that sandwich. Like, yo, you not hungry then? Well, say what you want, but I'm not eating no sandwich with no mayonnaise on it. Matter of fact, it wasn't that it had mayonnaise on it. It was that Miracle Whip. I ain't eating no sandwich no Miracle Whip on it. And I ain't gonna front. I won't eat a sandwich that got a Miracle Whip in it. I don't like that shit. I don't know why they ever made it. I don't know where they came out with that shit for. I mean, where they came out with it from. I don't know what they came out with that shit for. I don't like Miracle Whip. Cherry says, people always scream. Oh, scream, don't settle. Then turn around and settle for way less than what you would ever settle for. Now you alone. I don't know, Dana Dane. I think everybody in the world settles. Like, settling is not bad. Like, it's like, I mean, something else that would be synonymous with settling is accepting. You know, taking what you can get for the time being. Man, people always talking about, you're right, people always talking about don't settle. What do you mean? Like, you might not settle and then you might not get shit. Sometimes, okay. All right. Okay, this is going to be an off-the-wall example, Dana Dane, but since you know the Germantown area, I'm going to use this example. To get from Broaden Erie to Cheltenham and Ogont, you can catch the H bus or the XH bus. Now, if you catch the XH, you go through West Oak Lane. You go through Germantown and you go through West Oak Lane in order to get to Cheltenham and Ogont. If you take the H bus, it's going to take a little bit longer because you got to go through West Mount Airy and eventually get to Cheltenham and Ogont. Both buses are going to get you to Cheltenham and Ogont. If it's late, maybe the last XH that would have gotten you, you know what? I'm a sweetness example. Nine. Wait. Yeah, okay. So when the last, okay, let's say it's the last bus. The H and the XH separate at Green Street and Walnut Lane. So at Green Street and Walnut Lane, the XH makes a right and takes Walnut Lane down to, it goes down Walnut Lane, and then you go to
what's that? My dad lived on the street, Morton Street, turns up Morton, and then down the Washington Lane. Yeah, down the Washington Lane, and then eventually finds its way to Cheltenham and Ogun. So in order to get to Germantown and Walnut Lane, you're supposed to catch the XH. You really could have caught the 23, but we're not getting into all of that. If you catch the H bus, you're going to have to walk three blocks in order to get from Green Street to from Green and Walnut Lane to Walnut Lane and Germantown Avenue. So if it's the last bus, you're going to tell me that you're not going to catch that H? The H is the last bus leaving. You like, you have to settle for that, you know, getting on that H bus. That's it. Other than that, you're going to have to catch a cab. It's on you. So that may not have been the best example, but nonetheless, it's an example of how we all settle. We all settle. You can't get everything you want up front in all situations. Sometimes you have to progress the same way that, what if you was a baby and you wasn't settling for crawling? No, I'm a walk. I'm never going to crawl. So you just going to sit your ass still until you learn how to walk? Let's say you a little kid and you won't settle for training wheels. Oh, okay. Or you won't settle for a big wheel. No, I got to have a bike. I don't want no big wheel. Okay. You won't settle for this big wheel? I bet you your ass would be stationary sitting on the porch cold chilling while the rest of your friends is spinning out on a green machine. And you could have been spinning out right with them. Remember on the big wheel? The big wheel had the little shift on the side that allowed you to spin out. So you pedaling fast as shit on the big wheel. And it would, you know, the plastic wheels wouldn't allow it to go, but you got the picture. You spun out. Need for speed, baby. Yeah. You settle until you can get something better. You settle until you can negotiate something better. So, yeah, I mean, they made the word settling and settle seems so dirty and nasty, and it just, they make it sound like such a surrender. Like, ugh, oh, you just settle. Now, if you take what you actually don't want, that's one thing. But if you take something that you do want, but it's just not what you want as the finished product, like, you know, yeah, I couldn't afford the $1 million mansion. The $2 million mansion, whatever. So I'm gonna rock out with this nice twin home that's big or whatever, you know what I'm saying, until I can afford the $2 million mansion or whatever. Yeah, you crawl before you walk. You build your way up. You don't wait your whole life to score the big one, because you might not get a chance to get it. All right, y'all, let's get on up out of here. Let's get on up out of here. Fat shit can't reach you there, but you can keep still trying. And I would be encouraging you to do that. You're going to be all right. It's going to be all right at this particular time. You shine just like the sun up in the sky, and you're getting high. But I don't mean high off substance abuse. You just do your thing and get loose. When you start to see your dreams come into the reality, it raises your salary. It makes you feel a lot better about your life. You ain't got to be all depressed for the rest of your life. Sit back, relax, do your thing. Chill's going to be all right. I can guarantee you that it will. If you take your time, read a little bit, listen to some good shit. Ooh, and everything is going to turn out the way you want to. Don't tie the front. It's going to be blunt. Who? Do you think you are a star? You superstar? Not yet, though. Yo, chill, yo. All right. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious October 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Listen, this lady used to come listen to this show, watch this show, participate on this show every day, just about. And I haven't heard from her in like two, 3 years. Talking about my girl, Tracy Siobhan Grant. Tracy Siobhan Grant, she used to call me Dark Angel. But I hope she's okay. I hope that you get things your way. Tracy. Turning 55 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And also, Tamira Kane, happy birthday to you, Tamira Kane. And also, Mia Samaya Loving. And Antoinette Rayfield, happy birthday to you. And Nettie Raw, my girl Nettie Raw, turning 55 years old today. Good family. I'm a good friend of our family. And my man Ninas Woe, turning 51 years old today. And last but not least, Tamika Meatloaf Templeton. I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday or this glorious, glorious, glorious October 11th. Anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it to the dance. Rock out. Rock on it to the dance. Rock out. Rock on it to the dance. And you do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, it was almost perfect except for one thing. So I threw that shit around. I threw the shit away like I was the king and you was just a peasant bringing me a present. And I treated you like that nasty-ass pheasant bird. And you heard when I said I ain't want it. And I kind of dissed you and I even fronted. And I feel kind of bad about shit now. But next time around, I'm going to act like I'm down. And never going to treat you. I said, I'm never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Never going to turn around, girl. It hurt you. Anyway. Nothing and nobody in life is perfect, but sometimes things may be perfect for you, tailored to you, made for you, seem like a scent from God to you. You going to look that gift horse right in the mouth. You going to throw that shit like trash on out. I don't suggest you do that. Please think about it. Everything is going to be all right. Like, wait till you spot it. Everything is going to be okay. So treat it that way. Don't be throwing people away because of one flaw. Hey. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Love, baby. So with my blog talkers, I'm going to get you out of here. I see you tomorrow, one day out of the year. Peace.